With me today is Dr. Mohammad Durrani. He is the principal investigator of the National Eye Health Survey, and we are going to talk about the results of the recently concluded survey in line with World Sight Day, which was October 13. Good day, Dr. Durrani.
Good day.
Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.
A recent survey says that 50% unknowingly had eye condition, with one in three referred to a health professional. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, so actually, rather than recent, this is actually the first nationwide study to assess the prevalence of vision impairment blindness in both Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians residing in 30 different regions across the country, across all remoteness areas, from urban to very remote. So the research that was conducted here at the Centre for Eye Research Australia found several findings, of which one of them was about perhaps being misinformed or not aware of the condition that participants had that caused their vision impairment. And I think some of the key messages that are associated with that is, you know, people must understand that major eye diseases typically start with no symptoms. And that stresses the point that you must get your eyes examined, particularly if you're in a high risk group. For example, if you have diabetes, there's associated diabetic eye disease that can lead to blindness. So to ensure that you're getting the regular and the recommended eye examinations is essential. We also found discrepancies between the Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians, with vision impairment being three times higher in Indigenous Australians versus non-Indigenous Australians. But on the note, on the previous note, a lot's been done to close the gap with Indigenous eye health, but there's still plenty to do. And so using the roadmap that currently exists from the Indigenous Eye Health Unit at the University of Melbourne, we're heading in the right direction. But a point I would like to stress is that actually the vast majority of vision loss is caused by conditions that are easily treated. And this is something that we found in the survey through spectacle correction, cataract surgery, for example, with the other eye conditions being prevented, or at least the progression of these eye diseases being slowed with the appropriate and timely detection and management.
When you say vision impaired, does this include people who have short-sightedness, near-sightedness?
This is vision impaired with your corrected vision not being able to see the line that's recommended in the better eye to drive here in Australia.
So 90% of vision loss is preventable, as you've said.
Yes, up to 90% is preventable. The key is actually getting that first consultation. That first eye check is essential, because too often we wait for symptoms to occur, whether it's blurred vision or glare in the evening or pain or irritation or other symptoms, discomforting symptoms. But what we actually need to do is get in there early and get into the system of the eye care services and allow that eye professional, an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, to recommend the intervals or the frequency required for your eye examination. So it's getting in there initially that's important.
Nowadays as well, a lot of people put the eye examination in the back of the list of priorities, isn't it? Because we're busy and we can get away with it most of the time.
Yes, but I think there's a bit of a cultural shift where people are understanding now that vision loss can be very debilitating. We have incredibly successful people with vision impairment, but they've had to go through severe struggles to be coping with everyday activities and to address issues with quality of life. We know that vision loss is the second most feared thing after cancer. So the disability waiting associated with vision loss is quite severe, actually. And it's essential that we can do all that's possible as researchers and as clinicians and allied health professionals to ensure that we're doing our best to prevent these conditions from progressing on to outcomes that are undesirable.
You did mention diabetes-related vision loss. So people with diabetes are more vulnerable or at risk than the rest of us?
Multiple times over. And so the survey found that 50% of Indigenous Australians with diabetes are not getting the recommended eye examinations, which puts them into category of much higher risk of developing vision impairment or blindness. And about 25% of non-Indigenous Australians are not getting their eyes examined at the recommended intervals. Although this has been improvement from previous data that's available at a subnational level, there's much more to do, because that 25% or 50% that are not getting their eyes examined actually equate to tens of thousands of people. And so let's not think about it. Let's not allow the percentage to blind us, rather sort of focus on what that equates to, and that's actually thousands of people.
And as we grow older, there are other things that we should consider, like macular degeneration, cataract, and glaucoma.
Yes, so age-related macular degeneration was the leading cause of blindness we found here in the survey in non-Indigenous Australians, with cataract that's easily treatable in the Indigenous community. And the Centre for Eye Research Australia has the luxury of having Professor Robin Geimer, who's a world lead researcher in macular degeneration. So it's probably useful to check the latest updates through the Centre for Eye Research Australia on age-related macular degeneration research, treatment and management modalities or perhaps research studies that you may be eligible to participate in.
When you say age-related vision loss or vision degeneration, at what age should we be more careful? And
so non-Indigenous Australians, 50 years and over. For Indigenous Australians, it's 40 years and over. But that does not mean that there aren't conditions that can occur even before that. And so that's why it's important to get into the eye care system early on. But certainly if you're of age, most of the debilitating eye diseases are progressive conditions, and they increase as you age. And that's a phenomenon that we're well aware of for decades now.
So what age is it good to start having that regular checkups?
At schools, you'll find that most schools have screening programs to ensure that children with refractive error or short-sightedness or long-sightedness or astigmatism that you may have heard of, to ensure that that they seek and have access to those treatments. But the survey itself was focusing on the adult population, and really it's about getting that first introduction to an optometrist or, if necessary, referral to an ophthalmologist to get into the system. And of course, we don't want to unnecessarily alarm people, but even if you're just 50 years and older and you're healthy, you still should have an eye examination at least every several years, once every several years.
Once a year or twice a year?
If you're diabetic, once every 2 years. And if you're an Indigenous Australian with diabetes, at least once every year.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mohamed Dirani.
Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.